credit card number. I'll just go ahead and expedite it for you, sir, so that you can receive the card as soon as possible. But before that, I need to verify those transactions happen on your account and verify some information with you first.
Yeah, please.
Alright, so may I please have the security code at the back of your card?
Okay.
Yeah, may I have the 3-digit code at the back of your card?
It's 108.
Thank you. And then next, I need to review some recent charges with you to make sure that they are valid.
Okay.
So, it actually started here, sir. The restriction on your card started here on the 13th of September.
Yeah.
From this, okay. So, from this merchant, or from this description name, Clems, it is just $0 pending transaction. That means it is a pre-authorization charge. They were trying to check if the card is active. And then on today, did you try to use your card from a medical service at like 18 cents? Also a pre-authorization charge?
Wait, what are their names? What?
The description of the charge again, the first one on the 13th of September, CLEMZ, Clems.
Ooh.
It is something like some dry goods.
Dry goods?
Dry, as in some D-R-Y. Dry goods.
Clems.
Some foods. But we don't have any specific information here since it is just a pre-authorization charge. And the one for today, medical services.
This is fraud. I need a new card number. Yeah. I need a new card.
Yeah. I'm going to flag those transactions now here as fraud, and let me go ahead and cancel this card right now for the safety of your account and send you a new card with a new secured card number since we identified some potential fraudulent activity in your account. And we are going to restrict your card now ending in 4743, and then you will be receiving a letter from us about the investigation, and we may also contact you for more information if needed. Now, and these are just a reminder that still keep making your payments and we'll make sure they apply correctly to your account, and remember to update your card information anywhere you might have it for automatic payments, digital wallet, website, and on the app. And then lastly, I'm going to request for a new card now for you, but I need to perform additional verification first by sending you a code via text message. Once you receive it, can you read it back to me? May I have your mobile number, please?
Yeah. 516-448-3273.
And allow me to provide this disclosure to you, sir, that by providing your mobile number, you consent to receive a one-time text message containing a 6-digit code to validate your account. Information may be requested from and disclosed by your wireless carrier to support identity verification. Message and data rates may apply. Are you okay with this?
Yeah.
All right. So I'll send you one, sir. Please check
the message for me. Okay. 212-617.
Thank you. And then there you go. Now, so would you please verify now the address you have on the account to make sure that you were going to receive your card?
Yeah. It's correct.
And that, would you please verify it for me, sir?
Yeah.
There are moments that the words don't reach. There is suffering too terrible to name. You hold your child as tight as you can and push away the unimaginable. The moments when you're in so deep, it feels easier to just swim down. The Hamiltons move uptown and learn to live with the unimaginable.
I spent hours in the garden. I walk along to the store, and it's quiet uptown. I never liked the quiet before. I take the children to church on Sunday, a sign of the cross at the door, and I pray. That never used to happen before.
If you see him in the street, walking by himself, talking to himself, have pity.
Philip, you would like it uptown. It's quiet uptown.
He is working through the unimaginable.
His hair has gone gray. He passes every day. They say he walks the length of the city.
You knock me out, I fall apart.
Can you imagine?
Look at where we are. Look at where we started.
Oh, we're going for that.
I know I don't deserve you, Eliza, but hear me out. That would be enough if I could spare his life. If I could trade his life for mine, he'd be standing here right now, and you would smile, and that would be enough. Pretend to know the challenges we're facing. I know there's no replacing what we've lost, and you need time. But I'm not afraid. I know who I married. Just let me stay here by your side. That would be enough.
See him in the street, walking by her side, talking by her side, have pity.
Eliza, do you like it uptown? It's quiet uptown.
He is trying to do the unimaginable. See him walking in the park, long after dark, taking in the sights of the city.
Look around, Eliza.
They are trying to do the unimaginable.
Moments that the words don't reach. There's a grace too powerful to name. We push away what we can never understand. We push away the unimaginable. They are standing in the garden, Alexander by Eliza's side. She takes his hand. It's quiet uptown.
Forgiveness. Can you imagine? Forgiveness. Can you imagine? If you see him in the street, walking by your side, talking by your side, have pity. They are going through the unimaginable. Election of 1800.
Can we get back to politics,
please?
What, dear? Hi, love. Hi, baby. Oh, God, I love you terribly. I'm terrific! Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I got taller. David's experimental surgery worked. I got taller. I got taller. Yeah.
Good. What else is new?
The girl died.
Everything's okay?
Yeah.
Good.
Your hearing aid keeps falling out like the marbles out of your trousy blouse. What, dear?
I have work to do in the house before I go to
the hearing. I bet in the Hampton Spouse.
What, dear?
Hi.
All right?
Hi.
Take care, Alex. It was nice seeing you, honey. But you got to, you lost some weight.
I got taller. I got balder.
What, dear?
I'm a holler.
Take it easy. You got no food there?
Yeah.
Food was good.
You got good food?
Let's do a little exercise for fun. Imagine.
It's nice to get out once in a while.
You got good food?
All right, dear. Excuse me, all right? Because I have things to do. I've got to clean up here, okay? Take care, sweetheart. I'll speak to you again.
Oh.
I have to get myself, ready.
Why?
Okay?
A wise bully. Once.
Bye-bye, darling. I love you.
I love you.
Take care of yourself, sweetheart.
This is like the most teacher I've ever seen in my life. You know what I mean? Why you read, bitch?
Because I like to read, and this is a really good book.
You're a really good bitch, bitch.
Why you gotta bother me, man?
Because I'm not doing very well at school. I'm reading at a third grade
David's
level.
Talking,
I really don't want to get left back. So when I see somebody reading for fun, it makes me feel that much more stupid. And then I get mad.
I didn't know that. Thanks so much for opening up to me.
Shut up, queer.
I understand. Why, I mean, why you gotta go there?
My dear, David's bullying me.
I've been having sexual fantasies about some of the other guys at school. Give me that! I'm afraid of these feelings and what they might mean. It's like because I hate myself so much, I gotta point that hate outward towards you!
You understand this on such a deep level that
I don't understand.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna punish you physically for acknowledging my emotional problems.
Wait, I was gonna say if you understand yourself so well, then maybe you should try working on changing
you.
It.
Of course I wanna change it. But it's the only defense mechanism I have against deeper, more terrifying problems buried inside of me.
It's actually
lucky my dad's here.
Get the damn tux, son. I need to take you home and beat on you because I hate myself.
Out.
And you look like your mother who left me.
And I'm gonna block out the guilt I feel over mistreating you with the river of vodka. I'm gonna internalize that and unknowingly transfer it onto you tomorrow.
I remember those days. Too many from me.
Coming reluctantly.
You jumped at this,
because I just picked up. I was just about to call somebody.
Who are you going to call?
I was going to call my therapist who has to send me a refund check.
Oh, wow.
I'm overpaid. So, how are you? What's doing?
I got...
Eminem talks about KSI. This is called...
I got a, a text this morning. I thought it would just be an update, but I had fraud on a card.
What card?
It's has to be from a deli next door. Arabs. Everything seemed great until I got fraud, but it's the only place I use it besides my Google account. So unless there was some really weird, rare case of web fraud that didn't impact me in any single other way, the brown guys who I literally, because the card didn't work on the swipe and I handed it to them, they like put it under a table. And it's a place Harrison goes with me and he loves. And he says, that's so weird. I did, like I told him that I got a call and I had to get it canceled. He says, I've never had that problem with that place. Check your bank account statement. And cancel the card if you think there was fraud. After I tell him that the bank is doing that with me. So.
Well, who told you you had the fraud?
The bank called me.
Oh.
Yeah.
The is it your bank account or the credit card?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's the credit card.
The credit card company called you.
Yeah.
Well, who do you have the credit card with?
That one was the Capital One.
Well, then you have to stop using it if they...
Yeah, they're sending me a new one. I had to do the resolution.
That's good.
And nothing was even charged. It was, you know, when they authorized $0 to see if... And they did it 2 weeks in a row, and I thought it was... I actually got a new card anyway, ironically, but the other week. But it was the same number, and I had the issue let. So I had the issue 2 weeks in a row. But Harrison assures me it wasn't that place because he spoke to them directly and he says...
You never really know where...
I know. No, I'm saying it was the only place. It's an Arab place. They took my card. They don't speak English or whatever. It's in the kind of ghettoized area. And the places were for Arab-sounding vendors where the fraud took place. It was... What?
Yeah, no, it's happened to me a couple of times.
I know.
And it also happened to me where a card was issued within the week and then I had to try my existing card. The same exact thing.
That's weird. Yeah, that is what happened to me.
Listen, I'm really impressed. Is there anything else because
you're
I'm
impressed really, with me. Good.
I'm really pressed for time. Is there anything else?
Why are you so busy?
Is there anything else, Alex? You know, because I really have to go. I have to call some people. It's late, and I have to get started.
Why did you start so late?
Listen, this is not the time to do this when a person is working, really. It's not right what you're doing. It's not right. I'm sorry about your car. You sound like you did the right thing.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you need me for that's more urgent? I have a very busy day, and I'd like to... I have to take Nani to the hearing aid dealer later,
okay? Oh, my
okay?
God.
I have to get enough stuff in to finish up. Is there anything else?
Negative.
All right, don't worry about it. Don't stress about it. It happens to all of us. I'm surprised it's never happened to you. The way you use your card with those stupid toys all the time online.
Yeah, that's just through PayPal, so it's extremely secure.
You never know. So, all right, let me know what's going on, okay? Why is acting like this, like not answering?
Oh, you want me to let you know with a card or anything?
No, with anything else. What else is going on? I mean, are we doing a wellness check? Is everything okay with you?
Why do you say it like that?
Because you're acting weird. You're not talking.
Because you're yelling.
Well, it doesn't matter. You should have understanding that people can't, like, be leisurely during the day when they're working. Especially, I have people calling me, texting me. I have to meeting I have to go to. Could you, you know, just finish up and then I'll talk to you later?
So you don't want me to talk anymore?
No, I want you to tell me if there's anything else going on with you that I should know about. Or that you want to tell me, but don't just be there silent with these long silences.
Oh. Well, you sent, like, 4 different requests yesterday of things after we saw you, so I actually thought there was...
What was that?
You, like, rattled off the phone that there was no memory or something after I saw you because too many gigabytes of messages were sent or whatever after we were with you yesterday, but...
I don't even remember doing it. Why did I say that?
You were concerned that the little girl dead, like, it's confirmed now, a one-shot kill, but, who knows, she could have killed
herself. What happened to her?
I have no clue, Mel.
Would you say about one-shot kill?
No, it was, she's done, she's out.
I know.
It's over, she's
but
never coming
back. I don't think she was shot, who knows what happened to her.
Yeah, he probably pushed her off a ledge, or, like,
who knows? Yeah. It's a horrible story. I really don't want to talk about it now. I'm at work, you know. This really isn't, like, something I want to talk about now. I have to switch gears, you know. I have to switch my brain over to work. I can't really talk about this. I could talk to you later, okay?
But yeah, they say his home is a crime scene. Now.
Well, he's missing, right?
Yeah, but they were saying he was not a suspect when that's the rule, no body, now official crime scene begins. You were, like, angered at me yesterday because I took the toys and I said, I don't know if I'll go to the Hamptons this weekend. I said, I'll let you know. And then you start, like, rattling off texts.
Well, it seems like when you get the toys, you don't want to ever make any effort anymore, so.
Well, you did buy us dinner. Or lunch.
What?
You bought us brunch. It was nice.
Yeah, it was
great. Harrison made a strict rule he can never see you 2 weeks in a row or something.
Well, you can come without him if you want.
Yeah. Another time, dear.
I'm going Friday to Monday.
Is Nani going?
Come without him if you, I don't know. I'm going to ask her, but I don't know. It's hard. It's a Monday. It's very hard to get an answer from her.
Yeah.
You know?
No.
But I have a very hectic week. So
why is it so hectic?
I have to go. It's not nice what you do. I'm hanging up now. Call me later.
She cinches. I have abso nada. Do say she all you're being with what you talking about. And then, hang, yeah, I don't got worry anymore if I don't call and she calls the police or makes me wean up my panty lollies. She'd one hate talking. My dear.
I can't. I've told you.
There's no way this is real.
Because you hear shit about this rapper, that rapper, whatever. I'm telling you.
My lothingly dirthin.
I don't do it. Never have and never will. If I ever.
Who's talking down? Who's in the mic with him in the show?
Alan.
I can't hear you.
What?
I can't hear you.
What? I love you, dude.
Oh, nice.
I can't hear you. I'm sorry, Alex. I'll talk to you later. I have a lot to do.
My dear?
Okay?
My dear? My dear? My dear?
You don't talk to Suzanne anymore? What happened?
And then she responded to me this morning after I told you.
What?
She asked me why I tell Nani that I'm talking.
I can't hear you, dear. I'm sorry. Listen, I have to do...
Sue?
I have to go to the doctor today, so I'm very busy, okay?
Oh, God, I love
it. I'll talk to you again during the day sometime. I'm going to be in and out.
My dear?
Okay?
My dear?
What is it?
My love, you embarrassed me, kind of, quite a bit, with my gay brother. He said you brought it up. He don't want to make... You done feel the bad with him, so say he say he don't worry. It's nothing, but he upset the bra. I'm the reason me talking to his girlfriend made her break up. Do we all know? You didn't have to remind him the first word we saw him how he's talking to your girls. Let me know when he's...
Who are you talking to? Don't call any of my girlfriends. Don't you dare.
My brother?
I told you about that.
My brother?
Don't talk to anyone.
My brother's calling the girlfriends.
I love you and you... Be good now. Listen to what I tell you. Do not bother anybody. You hear?
I love
you. My friends. They don't have much to say to you.
No.
Don't do that, Alex. Because you're bored, take a walk.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, Alex. You understand?
Yeah.
All right, dear. Take care.
Crypto looking bad, though.
Bye-bye, dear.
My dear? I really should have sold. Yesterday at the dinner broncho, aside from me not having a vax card, my brother's like, damn it, Alex, I told you it's a new world. And he's telling me how he's talking to girls around the tables at other places who he's apparently fucking. But I think the dudes that the waitress, maitre d', they just laugh at us. Black dude, the butch woman, Daikalai owner, that it's a hotel or whatnot. No one even in it. Just some family with a young 14-year-old girl, Jap-ass mom. They were staying there, and they just ran out when they saw us. But the guy laughs because it's just me and my brother. And I say, we vaccinated together, and I made him pull up my brother on his receipt. That scheduled appointment email. The guy says, you guys are brothers? And they thought we were boyfriend and boyfriend or some ish. And everyone just thinks we're horrible. And the girl laughs, and my mom's boyfriend, who served us, some tall, like, hipsterer, but, you know. She looks like an upstate girl, like very, she looks like she could be on Food Network, but the more like, you know, she's very, she had sleeves and she was tall, but big tits and was eye fucking me, but she's hot, just like very redhead, but yeah. Of course she was creeped out, as was the Asian girl. I said, shit, sup, bruh, which was all right, but then, or something, I said, yo, it's crazy, bruh. After my mom's boyfriend made a big ass scene, thou type of huddling, thou tenth and lutely lutely love plants, it's like replenish ish. Damn, Brent, good, thought the bro. They
hello.
Hi, love.
Who's this, Alex?
Yeah.
What is it, dear?
What
is it?
yesterday when the dinner commenced how you told Harrison that he is talking to your girls for you about me. Oh.
I didn't understand what you said.
He knows now.
What, dear?
At least but when you Dal come to terms with losing when all, it's sort of the diff Dalver Dwan done the fun if it balances out your wins.
I don't understand.
So you don't croak and die. If I had too much going for me, I wouldn't live.
What are you talking about?
Harrison was mad at me.
Harrison what?
He found out about my lies.
About your mind?
Yeah. And
what did he say?
He don't like I talk to his girls for.
I understand he made a nice dinner for you the other day.
Yeah.
That was nice.
And then he yelled at me the entire time, and when the game started, he ate too much and said he was having a fever and kicked me out.
Do you mind, please? I got work to do.
Yeah.
Okay?
God, I love you, too.
I have to go to the doctor. Please,
my dear?
Honey, I got work to do.
Oh, you're making me horny.
Go take a walk.
Oh, so horny.
Take a walk.
I'm so horny, guys. I'm a donut.
It's nice around there. You could walk a little bit and get some fresh air.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay, dokay.
Okay, take care, honey. I can't talk on the phone. I don't have time.
No.
Okay, bye-bye, dear.
I love you, too. It's fucking rubbish. All this brush.
Baby, I got a problem. I don't know what to do. Can't find the words to describe you, woman. None of God will do. I'm gonna search a dictionary. I find new words to use. Gonna fetch a dictionary. Find new words to use. Woman, you define me. Ain't no words to choose. Baby, I'm rocking my mind. Baby, I'm rocking my mind. No, I can't come. Baby, rocking my mind. I can't find in a word. Got a hold of my mind. My. You sure are the strangest kind. Got no words for you, baby. Ain't no words I can find. Now I know why to call you. Know why to call you, baby. I know why to call you. Know what to call you, baby. You're the world's worst woman, the devil ever made.